Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink, recline and dine. They're expecting to resume play.
Waiting for the man.
What? What am I waiting for?
You.
You're waiting for me?
You.
Oh, my God. How thrilling is that to be anticipated? Golly. Gee, this is... I wonder if Ron Hoffman will be with us in a few minutes. Dr. Ron is anticipating... Or we're... is he anticipating being here as much as I'm anticipating being here and wrapping my thoughts and your thoughts around the heads of so many people? Wow. What a responsibility. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Molly Page, the news sage. Ken Kessler, the info wrestler. And the focus here on the NSA eavesdropping on some French presidents. Molly has the story from the WikiLeaks folks. I want to know what Pierre thinks about this, though. When you get right down to brass tacks, Pierre, the average French citizen who is here from time to time on our program, has commentary in his broken English.
What are you talking about, my broken English? My English is perfect.
Really?
That's the worst French accent I have ever heard. It's called Franglais. You know nothing about French accents. All right. I'll go with you on that.
All right, anyway, so what has the NSA done?
So WikiLeaks has just published documents that it says show the U.S. National Security Agency has been eavesdropping on the last three French presidents, releasing material which will capture officials in Paris talking candidly about Greece's economy, relations with Germany.
What does that mean, candidly? Those effing Greek morons? Is that sort of the... How do you say bad things in French? Pierre, what's it sound like when you swear in French?
America.
I say this. If I want to really, really offend somebody, I say, you stupid American. Even if they are Greek, I call them, you know what I say to really make them mad? I call them Doug Stefan.
No! Really?
Oui.
That's an outrage.
You Doug Stefan, you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Molly, do we have anything else to wrap around this, or are we done?
Well, it depends on how much information you have.
I think we got it.
Okay, then.
I think we were about as much as...
Pretty much everybody listens to everybody, right? Isn't that what we can assume now?
Right, I think that's it.
Didn't we find out the Germans were listening to us?
But we lie about it. We just
everybody
lie.
Lies about it.
The Chinese are hacking us.
The Russians are hacking us. They listen to us. We listen to them.
Congratulations in order for those of you who have stock in Facebook. It's now worth $238 billion. I'm not saying your stock is worth $238 billion, but all of the available stock, the negotiable stock, $238 billion. So they are now the most valuable corporation. They have eclipsed Walmart and ExxonMobil. Walmart's value is $234 billion on the stock market. Facebook, $238 billion. And what's the two founders, Sergey and Gliwei, or whatever his name is?
Those guys.
How much of the stock do they have? Anybody know? Between the two of them, they own about 50% of the stock, I think.
I would think it's somewhere in that range, yeah. Guessing.
Right. Zuckerberg, I'm confusing them. I'm thinking Google. Those are the guys that run Google. Zuckerberg runs Facebook. So he's working his way up. Didn't we see last year he was worth $11 or $12 billion? So his net worth must be going up incrementally. I was talking to somebody yesterday about a stock and how it had... Oh, I know what it was. It was Kenny and I were talking about it earlier today. Netflix! Woo! Look at that stock. Netflix went up 6-7% because they're, I don't know, buying something or I don't know what they're doing. But what I know is that for a company that had what some people thought was the craziest... Can you imagine anybody crazy enough to do that? And look at all the people who have now signed up for Netflix. The subscriber growth in our country. People are sharing login credentials with family and friends. I know somebody who does that. So this occurs more often with Netflix than it does with Hulu. That's another one. Hulu. Who's bought stock in Hulu? Rich, you got any stock in Hulu?
I have no idea. I have a 401k, and it's...
Why don't you manage it yourself so you know what's in it?
I manage the fund, but I don't manage which ones I leave it to the smarter people than me.
No, that's most everybody.
So I decide which fund I want my money to go into, and then that fund...
Is it a portfolio fund, usually?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's tech-heavy.
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's smart. That would be good. So anyway, I just thought that was a kind of interesting reality. In the United States, since September 11th, nearly twice as many people have been killed by white supremacists, anti-government fanatics, and other non-Muslim extremists than by radical Muslims, according to a story today.
According to a Muslim PR agency.
No, I'm not sure that that's the truth. In the wake of the killings in Charleston, a nationwide tide focusing against what many view as a symbol of white supremacy, the Confederate battle flag. But apparently, somebody has taken these numbers and added them up, and more than 3,000 people, and in fact, twice that number, have been killed by supremacists and government fanatics.
Sure.
I find that hard to believe. On our home turf. Right.
Because we take the battle to them. We don't let them bring the battle to us.
No, but I'm talking about the three. The idea, September 11th, we blame rightfully on Muslim fanatics. But there are people in our country, this is what the point here is, I believe, of this study, people in our country who are also domestic terrorists, as this kid the other day, shooting up the church. So we tend to focus all of our anger against those, rightfully so, who deserve it over there, but we tend not to focus on people who look or act like us as bad guys. That's really the point of this.
Isn't that what basically Jon Stewart said in his little diatribe the other day?
Yep, that's exactly what he said. I don't know if it's a diatribe, but it was something that made a lot of sense. Yeah. Speaking of a lot of sense, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us in a moment with an update on some important medical information that he has. If you want to check out his info, every week he publishes the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which you can find at drhoffman.com, from which I take many of the questions that we have to discuss. And so we'll get some, I'm going to broaden that a little bit because my focus this week is on things in your body that supposedly don't do you any good, like your appendix. And what happens with appendicitis? How many people still have their appendix? How many people still have their tonsils? What did Roberta have removed? Her gallbladder. Gallbladder. What's the difference between the gallbladder and the regular bladder?
It's got a lot of gall.
Gall. Right, okay. Thank you. Which would be French.
You've got a lot of gall. Get out.
Yeah. All right. That was pretty bad, Rich. Dr. Ron Hoffman.
I'm known for that.
Yes. Joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Adobe Ideas is a very creative digital sketchbook that costs $6. Okay, but why charge for additional layers? Adobe Ideas struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He had his best year in 1990 when he finished third in NASCAR's top division. But the biggest of his 18 career wins came in 1986 when he won the Daytona 500.
You are with Jeff Bodine as he wins the 1986 Daytona 500.
So where is Jeffrey Bodine now? Jeff retired from racing in 2004, but returned in 2010 to make four starts over two seasons. Jeff's also put a lot of energy into his other venture, Bodine Bobsleds. His company's night train design has won six Olympic medals for the U.S., including two gold. Even when he's not behind the wheel, Jeff finds his way to victory lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When things really suck, great ideas are often born. But in this billionaire's case, it was just the opposite.
He was cleaning house, but his vacuum didn't suck. Literally. Dust kept getting clogged in the bag. he decided to build a better vacuum cleaner.
It wasn't easy. It took over 5,000 failures to perfect his prototype.
And then he couldn't find a manufacturer willing to pay for his invention, so he set up his own plant.
You've probably seen him on TV. James Dyson's vacuum now outsells every other brand.
He says he wanted to give up almost every day, but when the odds seem stacked against you, push a little harder.
Persevere for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, in a marriage, who's happier, the man or the woman? Or put it another way, who's more at risk for depression, the husband or the wife? Here's the social science of it. In a marriage, there are ups and there are downs, and a totally perfect marriage, well, it's just only seen in a Hollywood movie. But who's more happier while married, men or women? Now, married males tend to be happier than unmarried males, but get this. Married females reported higher rates of sadness while married than unmarried females. What's the cheap psych trick? One should strive for happiness, and it's possible to achieve. But in everyone's married life, a little sadness will fall. But if sadness becomes so debilitating that it's impossible to even think about a happy marriage again, then you might want to check out some professional assistance. Check out my book while you're at it, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with the Molly and Kenny and Richie and Dr. Ron Hoffman here to report on a number of things that are happening in the world of medicine. And then there's the ancillary throw-off stuff that's a part of our existence today. Things going on in the medical world like this colonoscopy. Fellow goes into the hospital, get a colonoscopy. He leaves his cell phone or his smartphone on. Everything's being videoed and recorded. And the people that were doing the operation didn't know it, right?
He was a bit of a worrywart, so he wanted to make sure to record the instructions that the doctor would give him after he woke up from the colonoscopy. So he hit record before the procedure, and then later he goes and listens to it, and he hears them saying things like, he's got a rash, don't touch him, it's probably you'll get some kind of syphilis on your arm. I'd like to punch you in the face and man you up a little bit, you wuss. Well, why are you looking like a blank? So he found this recording on his phone, sued them, and won $500,000.
So what has Ron got to add to the story?
Well, you know, I read that story, and I have to say, you know, some people would be just, they're appalled by the possibility that their surgeons would speak disparagingly of them while they're asleep, or somebody doing a procedure on them like a gastroenterologist. But actually, I got to say that, you know, while I'm not a surgeon, I don't do these procedures, I have seen it again and again in a hospital setting. And the reason for it's sort of like the esprit de corps, the grim humor that gets people through the monotony, the exhaustion of working
black
in the hospital.
Black humor, so-called.
Yeah,
black
humor. And you know, it's like, you know, it's like MASH or like what's the latest incarnation? You know, so yeah. that kind of ribald humor, and it's malicious and it denigrates the patient. But the problem is that doctors are so overworked and they're angry, they're frustrated. The patient represents an obstacle between them and their next nap, or you know, going home and getting a hot meal, you know. So they're angry, they're frustrated, they take it out on the patients. It's disgusting, it's appalling, it's unethical, but it's rampant. This is not an isolated incident, and it's going to put doctors on guard, you know, about the kind of frank statements that they
Everybody
make, because they think the patients, nobody's listening. They think nobody's listening.
The anesthesiologist, her name is Tiffany.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, it's a female, so this is not just a male machismo thing. I think sometimes the women try to exceed the men in their machismo. She was the ringleader of these comments. The other doctors sort of condoned it. Then they said the patient said he wanted to talk to them after the surgery, and they said, look, let's just tell him that we gave him the instructions before and that he had amnesia so that we don't have to go through this again. Or maybe you can pretend to be calling me on my cell phone and I'll be called away so I don't have to talk to this wuss again.
Great. There you go.
Oh, my God.
Medical care in America.
Wow.
Now, that's the way it is.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of that, the necessary and unnecessary in the body. There's news about those who have appendicitis being treated now with antibiotics.
Just antibiotics, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do we have in our body we don't need? Appendix is not necessary. Your tonsils are not necessary.
Right. You know, it's sort of like we think, oh, you know, why did God put these organs in us, you know, to get the, buy the surgeons a new Mercedes, you know, right. Is that the reason?
Yes.
And the answer, there is a reason that these organs are there. They're considered vestigial or non-functional, like the, this little tail that's left over sometimes in people who, have an abnormality from the past. But it actually, the appendix is an area that harbors bacteria that may help to replenish the intestinal tract after we have a serious infection. It's sort of like a reservoir for the healthy bacteria that make our intestines work well. So when, we take it out, we may disrupt that. Our tonsils are an immune organ. They're a place where white blood cells gather to defend the body. But then, if my tonsils offend thee, pluck them out. You know, that's the way it goes. And we did all too much of that in my generation. And now doctors are very reluctant to do that procedure. It's mostly unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that tuberculosis and stories about tuberculosis have been back in the news. Why is that?
Well, I have to say that it ties into the immigration situation. You've got some very, very virulent strains of tuberculosis coming into this country, and the medications no longer work. You sometimes give 3, 4, 5 different medications to people with TB. Now they're becoming resistant. So it's scary, that their TB, which has been vanquished virtually as a problem, health problem, may be making a comeback. And, also the HIV population, they're immune suppressed, drug users. They are really prone to very serious TB infections.
I noticed you often in the Intelligent Medicine newsletter talk about probiotics or write about probiotics. Why is this such a difficult thing for people to understand the difference between a probiotic and an antibiotic?
Well, the probiotics are the things that replenish our bacterial colonies in our intestinal tracts. We tend to kill them off with bad diet and antibiotics. And we want healthy bacteria because they actually do a lot of good for us.
So taking a good probiotic supplement is something advisable on a daily basis?
Absolutely.
Regular basis?
I think everyone should be doing it. So it's universal. I think
capsule better than liquid? What's the better way of doing it?
Capsule is the best way to go, in my opinion.
Right. Probiotics, the focus of Dr. Ron Hoffman. Check out his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman.com.